Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, and welcome back to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski, and today we have a jam-packed episode. We are going to be talking about the biggest rival elimination that has ever happened. Then, Jen and Dee's feud is just starting to heat up. Plus, we have a lot of news about the cast members of the challenge and their future of being on the show. So, lots to get to, but before I get to anything, I just wanted to address why I did not have, there wasn't an episode last week. I chose to do that because of the Black Lives Matter movement and George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all the others that have come before them. And I really wanted to just shine the light for those voices and the resources and all the materials that you can educate yourself on. And I really just wanted to help move those to maybe different audiences that have never really maybe seen it as a problem before. Or, you know, I just really wanted to help educate, honestly. And with Blackout Tuesday happening right before Wednesday and the challenge episode, I personally just felt like it was the best thing to do. I think that we all need to really educate ourselves and understand maybe why this is all happening. Unfortunately, it is not the first time, obviously, these things have happened, but I'm just really happy to be able to have a platform to help and help educate those. And, you know, just a few things that I've done that really haven't taken up, you know, obviously it does end up in the long run, but, you know, if you do a little bit each day or every couple days, at least you're starting to educate yourself. You know, I've watched 13th and The Hate U Give, When They See Us, and those are all great movies and films. Just Mercy, I just watched the other day, and it really gives you a different perspective on things and makes you kind of realize, you know, the privilege that you have. And I'm white, and, you know, there's a lot of times that I just don't even think about anything. You know, I think I live in Hollywood, you know, like it's got to be one of the sketchiest areas to live. And the fact that I can just, you know, galley around and do my thing and I never once have to worry about getting stopped or, you know, getting pulled over because of something or, you know, something potentially going wrong in a situation because of my skin color. And that's just something that I think we all really need to just really take a step back and empathize. Learn how to support and respect and be there and help those voices get lifted. I don't think, you know, anyone expects us to truly understand, you know, what it's like being black or a minority of any color. So, you know, if you're white, I think this is a really big opportunity for us all to learn more and hopefully come together and make this system better and make the country better, which in turns makes the world better, right? I mean, that's what we want. We want a better future, especially for not only us, but, you know, the generations and the children and all the people to come after us. We want to be that example. So that's why I decided not to have an episode last week and why we're going to jam pack it into this episode. You know, on top of not having an episode last week, I was having some microphone issues when I was trying to record the show after the challenge, and I ended up having to go get it from a friend who is so loving and kind. Thank you so much, girlfriend, for lending me your mic for this episode. I have ordered a new one, and so it should be here by the time next week's comes around, but she is a lifesaver, and bless her for the audio because I was about to use my iPhone. So thank goodness she saved us. All right, so now that we've touched on all of that, let's get into the challenge. All right, so the biggest rival elimination that we've ever seen, I mean ever seen, Johnny Bananas versus Wes. Who saw this coming? Not me. Okay, I've been waiting seasons and seasons and a couple more seasons to see this happen. I truly, truly, truly never thought I would see the day that we would have Johnny Bananas and Wes in an elimination. That is crazy to me. Like, that's challenge history. People will be talking about this forever, especially Bananas since he won. I mean, it's insane. I couldn't believe it. So, you know, backtrack a little bit on before they got to the elimination. I want to bring up a good point that Wes brought up by saying that Johnny was, you know, a little selfish by wanting to go in, especially when this is, you know, Wes's maybe only chance to go in because he's in the tribunal. Now, I get both sides because, you know, as a vet, you do want to go in because, like TJ said, we are getting towards the end and you don't want to miss the opportunity that you probably could have gone and gotten your red skull. So, you know, I understand where Johnny's coming from, but do I think he could have waited 1 week? Yeah, I think he could. I think he could have waited at least 1 week. But then we would have never had this beautiful, magical, amazing elimination. So, you know, we also have to thank Johnny Bananas for being a little selfish because he kind of made this whole thing possible. He could have said, you know what, Wes, you're right. Take it. You won. Go in there, get your red skull. But Johnny was like, no. And in a weird way, I think Wes totally respected it, and I think they respected each other. Man, it was so emotional before they went in there and, you know, went against each other. They both were just saying, they were praising each other, you know? They were saying how great of people the other person was and, you know, how amazing and how only they wish they would have been friends sooner instead of letting this feud go on for so long, which I think is so interesting. And it's really funny because these two people have literally hated each other for, oh my gosh, like, what, over 10 years? Like, it's crazy. They have not been fans of each other for so long. They've gotten into so many fights over these seasons, alliances against each other, people rallying, like Wes versus Johnny Bananas teams. I feel like that's how it sort of always goes. Like, whoever is behind Johnny is not, you know, on Wes's alliance, and whoever is on Wes's alliance is not a fan of Johnny, or vice versa. And it's just crazy that the time has finally come. The time has finally come for these two to get in there, battle it out, and see who the better man is. It ended up being Johnny Bananas. I gotta say, I'm not that surprised, only because Johnny seems to be so good at, like, everything he does. Everything he does, he more than likely wins. And it almost is better to just make a list of the things he probably isn't good at, because I feel like the list of him being good at things is, like, way too long. And I know he's going to love that comment, and it almost, like, cringes me inside because he's a little cocky, but also he usually does and can back it up. So, I mean, this challenge was so insane. These two head to head. Obviously, Johnny Bananas kind of pulled ahead towards the end. And I feel like Wes, even though he did punch through every hole, maybe wasn't checking as thoroughly as Bananas was. And that probably was ultimately his downfall. Man, was that just like the most, I think my stomach was churning the entire time. Like, I was so nervous. I was just sitting there like staring like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, what's going to happen? Oh my God, Johnny put in his first battery. Oh my God, Wes put in his one. Oh my God, they're tied. Okay. And then Johnny gets a second one. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, he's going to lose. I like almost feel bad for Wes because he's just been so nice this season. I mean, well, not like super nice, but in Wes's past, I feel like this is probably the nicest I've seen him towards people. And I just like slightly felt bad for him going home. If anybody else would have went down there, I'm probably positive that Bananas would have crushed it, and then Wes could have probably went in the next weekend and Johnny would have helped to make sure that he did. But you know, they gave us some really good TV gold, so you cannot be mad at that. You know, moving on from those two vets who are now seems to be best friends, or I don't know if I maybe go best friends, but very, very good friends, maybe on their path to being best friends, to two best friends who are on their path of destruction. So we have Jen and Dee. So we have Jen and Dee and their little feud, but their feud is happening like behind closed doors. Like, it's not really, they're not really going to each other's faces, which I find so interesting. You know, I think Jen maybe doesn't want to rock the boat because Dee is a strong player. You know, you don't want to send her home and then have her come right back and gun for you, which is ultimately what happened, but we'll get to that later. So yeah, Jen and Dee, and I was shook when Jenny was like, okay, Bananas, like, what do I got to do? Like, let's get this girl out of here. I mean, true though, because you're not going to trust her in a final. You know, like, it's one thing to like run a final probably with your best friend and it's like, okay, the best man wins, or, you know, we sort of help each other all the way to the end. But the fact that like Dee was already saying the other episodes that I don't want Jenny around because, oh, she's top for the girls. She really is. She is probably the number one girl to beat in that house. Man, even Rogan was like, ooh, I'm not going to send Jenny in. You're shady. And so I just found it so interesting that they used this whole thing to put Dee in. Poor Melissa. Poor Melissa had no idea. She should have never picked Johnny Bananas to be in the tribunal. If you let Johnny Bananas have power, you bet he's going to use that power. He's not just going to sit there and be like, yeah, 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 whatever you want to do, that's fine with me. No, of course he's going to want to get Dee out. He can't trust her. He can't trust Dee. Apparently no one can trust Dee. I think it's a good move to probably get her out. But poor Melissa, like, Josh and Johnny really did just kind of pull one over on her. But I mean, also that's what you kind of get for being that naive. I'm really proud of Melissa for winning that challenge. I'm so happy. I think she is a good competitor, but I definitely think she needs to have her guard up a little bit more and just not just trust them. You have two people that can outvote you. You know what I mean? You have two people that can outvote you. So I don't know why she wouldn't want to put one of her friends in the tribunal with her. Why wouldn't she pick a girl? Why did she pick Johnny? It just doesn't really make sense. I think she should have fought Josh a little bit, like, especially since it wasn't even a guy's elimination. I just really don't think Johnny even belonged in that tribunal. Obviously, they were there for other reasons, Jenny is a massive culprit on this. I mean, she was huge on the sidelines of, you know, getting this together. So when they picked Deed, you could see a fire in her, man. You can tell that she is pissed. I mean, I would be too. And then, oh my God, this is what really got me. And then Johnny, of course, has to stir the pot even more. So then Johnny goes, listen, before I say my vote, Rogan, I just want to get your blessing. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then Rogan's like, yep, throw her in. Ah! My head exploded because I just can't believe that Rogan is doing this to her all over again. Like, he basically just screwed her over all over again. Homegirl D, you just gotta, oh my God, like, don't ever trust Rogan. Oh God, I mean, I'm sure from now on, she's probably like, you're dead to me. I would kill Rogan if he ever, if someone ever did that to me. Oh my God, they're on my list. They are on my list of people I very much dislike. Yeah, that really got me though. That was so, oh my God, that was just such an intense moment. And oh my God. So then we move into the elimination, and it is this burial in the sand in a box, and you have to like dig your way out. And I'm sorry, but Maddie is so big. She probably barely fits in this box. She's a tall woman and Dee is very short. She's little. So I just think that the challenge gods were against Maddie a little bit in this. I don't think she could move as quickly as Dee could through the sand. And, you know, she could just kind of like squeeze her way out and like use her body more because she had more space inside of the box than Maddie did. So unfortunately, this is one of the times where your height just really hinders you, sadly. So then Dee's coming back in the house and oh my God, I cannot wait to see what she's gonna stir up. First of all, I cannot wait to see Rogan's reaction, because that was so funny how he just didn't even need a second to think about it. He just threw her right on in. That was hilarious. Yeah, he didn't even need a second. He just threw her right in. And that was crazy. I can't wait to see what is all going to come in the future now. Not only is Johnny going to feel the wrath of Dee, it's also going to be Rogan. And then I wonder if Jenny is gonna get called out in any way for being a part of it, because I'm not sure if Dee knows, obviously, if she is a part of this. If it does come out, then we can definitely see their friendship completely imploding. I almost wonder, like, who else does Dee have besides maybe Melissa? Yeah. Hey, what are you gonna do when you're a little shady and you're talking about throwing in your best friend? I mean, a lot of people aren't going to trust you. And no matter how good of a competitor you are, I feel like you can't win the game solely on being a great competitor, because ultimately there's going to be something that you're not good at. Ultimately, something will take you out. I guess we'll just see. Yeah, I don't know. I can't, like I said, I literally can't wait for next week already. I can't wait. I can't wait for the new mic to come. And I can't wait for the new challenge episode, because, oh my God, this stuff is going to be crazy. And there's only probably, I would like to say, maybe two or three more episodes until the final. So there's only two or three more eliminations that they can get Red Skulls for. And now Dee has two. So that just took a chance of someone else getting a Red Skull to go in. I don't know. Yeah, that's, I mean, Nani still has to get her Red Skull. Josh. Oh my gosh. I feel like Bailey and Swaggy C, the cutest couple ever. When are they? They all need to go in and they need to just fight. I mean, Nani better go in next time. I think she kind of has no choice. Like, she has to go in and she's going to have to go up against, I'm thinking, obviously, either Melissa or Bailey, but I mean, you never know. They can always send someone in with a red skull, and oh my god, you just never know on the challenge what is gonna happen. All right, so moving on to news, we have a couple castmates from the challenge that have gotten a little bit caught in the line of fire this past week for some racist tweets and comments. The Black Lives Matter movement is obviously in full force right now. And in Hollywood, it's almost like the Me Too movement, where there's not a lot of tolerance right now because it's like very at the peak. And so a lot of companies and TV shows and everything else are parting ways with people who are having racist comments, especially publicly on social media. We are getting into Corey's girlfriend, Corey from the challenge. He has a girlfriend, Taylor Selfridge, and she has been on a couple MTV dating shows like Are You the One and X on the Beach. And so they met, and they are, well, they have had a child in April. Congratulations to those two. That is amazing, amazing news. But they were supposed to have a MTV special. It was supposed to air this past Tuesday, so the day before this week's episode, episode 11 of the challenge. It was going to be a home video sort of shot because obviously you can't really have camera crew. Apparently, like, Corey and Taylor were just videotaping themselves a lot on their phones and everything else. So they were, you know, they taped their home birth, and it was going to be a little special on, it was going to be a special on having a child during quarantine. And I mean, I was actually kind of excited for it. I was ready to watch it. And, you know, Taylor has been on Teen Mom because Corey's first ex is on Teen Mom right now with his first child. Because they found, or I guess tweets have resurfaced, that Taylor has made some racist comments in the past. And you gotta also think Taylor's still very young. She's in her early mid-20s, but obviously wiser now. She's starting a family, so I hope that she doesn't think like this anymore. So her tweets were about how back when she was working, you know, probably at some restaurant or something, she said, "We have to greet everyone at work, but sometimes I won't greet the Black people because they scare me." And obviously that is not okay. That is very stereotypical of her to say, and also very wrong. I mean, that is judging someone based off their skin color before you've ever even gotten to know them. And clearly that is just not okay to say. And there was another one that resurfaced that said, "My uncle is dating an Asian woman," and it said something like, "Aunt Ping, please make me sushi." So there's another racist comment kind of being stereotypical. She came out and apologized and said how this is not how she feels. This is not who she is anymore. You know, she was just a young, dumb teenager back then when she made those tweets, and she's starting a family, and how she is, you know, stepping away from Teen Mom. Also, MTV did put out that they were firing her, so I'm sure it was probably more of like a mutual situation. Corey recently came out and put out a statement saying that he doesn't want to part ways with MTV. He apologizes for what she said and wishes, obviously, that none of this would happen, but he's not trying to have any bad blood with MTV or anything like that. He wants to be on good terms with everyone. So I think he's just trying to go about this, you know, the most polite way he probably could. And obviously that's the mother of his child, his girlfriend. So he somewhat has to stick by her. Look, I'm sure they know each other better than any of us ever could, and their families. And we obviously don't know if this is still how Taylor feels about things. You know, she is with a man that's black, so, and she's having a mixed baby. So I would like to think that she is not, but also I think this goes in hand with a lot of things that are happening right now where it's not enough to be not racist. You have to be anti-racist, which means you have to educate yourself and watch what you say, and you don't want to offend anyone. Granted, these tweets were a really long time ago, but just with everything going on, I think people just don't even want any of that being a part of their company or associated with it. And I totally understand and I totally agree. I mean, I think we have to be mindful of all the other people that work there and that are there and who don't even think twice about posting something like that or saying something like that. I'm just really happy that she's taking this in stride, and so is Corey, and they're going to post the videos that were supposed to be for the MTV special to their YouTube page. And so it's going to be a series about their lives and the birth of their child. I think that that's a good alternative, that they can still keep doing what they're doing and what brings them joy, and they can work on their family and hopefully show the world that they are very progressive and that they can learn and grow. Another cast member under fire for some racist comments that she has said on social media is Dee. She tweeted about George Floyd, and she responded, I think, to a comment about, you know, it saying how people die every day, and that's kind of insensitive, especially, you know, no one ever deserves to be killed, especially wrongfully and unlawfully, and you could never compare it to other people who, you know, who could be passing from other things. And it's just, you can't compare those things. And especially when our society is so heightened and sensitive right now, I think you really have to be mindful of what you say, especially if you are a public figure and you have a following, and, you know, people expect a lot from you. And she also had another tweet saying, I don't know why some of you think I'm anti-Black Lives Matter. I've been saying that since I lost my virginity. So that's another thing that's just kind of like, you know, I get she's probably trying to be joking about something, but we are just in such a heightened and sensitive state right now as a country and a world that these things are just kind of, you know, it kind of misses the mark. And I think she just needed to be a little bit more sensitive to others. And since then, Dee has apologized, and she said that she could take those comments back if she could. And Wes has come out to and say that he knows that this is not who Dee is, and that he's helping her by kind of dealing with being a public figure and figuring out the right way to go about things and to help educate her to be empathetic towards other people and realize that you can't just maybe say everything that comes to the top of your brain every time a thought comes. So we have those three MTV cast members, two who are definitely not coming back. MTV has parted ways with Dee and Taylor, but with Corey, it is still kind of up in the air if he will be coming back on The Challenge or Teen Mom with his other ex. He might be making appearances on that. We are not very sure at the moment. I think Corey is trying to salvage the relationship with MTV so he hopefully can be back on The Challenge. I mean, I don't think you should punish your spouse for what their significant other has said. I don't really think that's on the other person. So I kind of hope MTV does not fire Corey, because I don't think he's done anything wrong. And I think they have to see that. I truly do. I hate to end it on this note, because it was such a great last two episodes. I think we also have to be very mindful right now, and we have to be very educated, and we have to help support each other and learn. I truly believe that we just all have to learn to be more empathetic, and hopefully we can all help create a better nation that we're proud of to, you know, be United States citizens. Just know that every day is a new day, and next week is going to be an even crazier week for the challenge, because as we saw, D's coming back in with a vengeance. Almost everyone has their red skulls now, so we only have a few that are fighting. And then it's the final, baby. We got the final. It is just, ooh, can you taste it? Can you see it? It is coming. I can't wait for next week. Please remember to like, share, subscribe, Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski. You can follow me at KatieWalski_. I will see you guys next time. Katie out.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.